turn into the worst viper.
How you doing?
Are you talking?
What's that? Oh, I was talking to my wife.
Oh, okay. Do you have any literature you give anybody?
I do, sir. I have a gospel tract. I'm a traveling street preacher. What's your name?
Okay, Chris.
Chris, I'm Jim. It's my wife, Debbie.
Hi, how are you doing?
We travel the country, and we go out and we do street preaching. We hold gospel signs.
Oh, cool.
I have a large website where I teach people.
I'm going to go to your website, man.
What we do is three things, sir. We teach the biblical gospel. Gospel means good news.
I'm already saved. You don't have to preach.
Okay.
I got a friend that's not saved, though, and I don't think he's going to get saved. He is so far gone. He watches this TikTok video stuff on the internet.
The internet's a cancer.
It's all satanic.
We use the internet, but you got to be careful. It's a cancer. We use it as a billboard.
But you don't have tracks where, you know, it's just an easy...
No, I have a gospel track you can give him that shows him...
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
This will show him...
I got... I like that Joel Osteen guy. I really like him on the internet. He's very happy and bubbly. He's a little over the top happy. But he at the end of every sermon, he invites everybody to accept Jesus, and that's what I like.
That's not how you find eternal life, though.
It's not?
No.
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, no.
That's why I wanted to preach the gospel to you, so you can test yourself.
Oh.
Because you know what? You're lovingly caring about your friend, and that's a great thing, but you want to make sure that you have it. See,
okay. You
don't accept Jesus Christ. The Bible actually... No. You know what the Bible actually says? Chris, you said, right?
Yes.
You know what the Bible actually says? Because of what Jesus has done.
Yep.
God accepts us. Flip-flopped.
Right, right.
So let me share with you. Jesus Christ was fully man, fully God. He's our foundation.
Yeah.
He came and lived a perfect life.
Okay.
And he shed his blood to forgive sin. But it's not a covering of I can keep sinning and he just sheds his blood for me. And he also came to defeat death. So he resurrects, goes again to the Father. He intercedes for us. The Bible says we must place our faith. We must believe he said who he is. Son of God, fully man, fully God, and he's the only way.
Okay.
So faith.
Yeah.
That's where it starts. Joel Osteen stops there.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to explain it to you. So faith, belief in Jesus.
Okay.
Then Jesus himself, his first ministry words were he said, repent, lest you'll perish. Repentance is you must change your mind. When you change your mind, your life is going to change to follow Christ, to follow God.
Sure, sure.
To come out of all false ways, which is man-made religion. That's Joel Osteen. And
you're probably right.
And hold on. And to come out of the world. The world meaning corrupt politics. Look what's going on.
Oh, man.
Corrupt internet, music, video games, movies, sports.
I know exactly.
Is any of this of a holy God?
No way.
No. Okay. So, faith. Repentance. You change your mind and you say, I want to follow God. My way is not the way to heaven. And then God sees a willing vessel when you've placed your faith in Christ and you repent. God gives you his spirit. You join a covenant. I have a wife. Are you married?
No.
Okay. I have a wife. We have a covenant.
I understand that.
She has to do her part. I have to do my part.
Okay.
What happens if I don't do my part anymore? Do you still have a marriage? It's going to go by the wayside.
Yep.
God did his part in Jesus. You must come by faith and repentance. God gives you a new heart and a new mind. You're born again. You probably heard born again.
Yeah.
You're born again by the Spirit of God. Now, the fruit that you're born again is not that we just listen to teachers on the internet, we go to church on Sunday, I stop drinking, I don't get drunk anymore. That's not the fruit you're born again. The fruit that the Spirit of God is at work in you is Jesus said he comes to comfort, convict, and to teach. So your life now begins to strip down and you begin to follow God in holiness and obedience, testing all things,
okay.
Finding what's pure and true, finding what's not of the Father, finding what's a false religion, and your life is changed and you come out of the world, come out of man-made religion, stop watching Joel Osteen, the false teacher.
What I like about Osteen, though, is he's reaching a lot of people.
And he's deceiving millions.
People are not
going to
get saved?
No, he's deceiving millions. That's a false gospel. And then the last part, do you work here?
No, I...
I thought that's a Walmart vest.
Oh, it's a trucking.
Oh, okay.
And then
the last part of the gospel, once you are born again and you're following Christ in holiness and obedience and having fruit, Jesus said produce fruit.
Yeah.
And John the Baptist said, fruit worthy of repentance. If you don't have fruit, meaning holiness and obedience, and you're just like the world,
right.
You're not of God.
Right.
And you must endure in your faith. We have to endure in a marriage.
Yeah.
You're going to enter a covenant with God. Joel Osteen doesn't teach you enter a covenant. He says, accept Jesus and you're going to heaven. That's not true. That's not true. He says you can be of the world.
I never went that deep in this.
That's why he's deceiving people. What he is like sugarcoating cotton candy on the top.
Yeah. Oh, I know. He's definitely too happy, bubbly.
Jesus preached repentance. John the Baptist preached repentance.
Okay.
Here's one for you. Ready? Jesus and all of his disciples were murdered and hated by the world.
Yeah.
Who hates Joel Osteen?
Almost nobody. What about Kanye West, his good buddy?
I got an article on Kanye West on my website. You can look it up.
What?
Deceiver. False teacher. Anybody who's famous that the world loves.
Probably, right.
You go on my website, I'm not famous and I'm not popular.
No, I'll
you'll see that the truth is God's word. Come out of the world, come out of that man-made religion, shut your internet off, even if you don't look at my website. If you say, well, you're on the website, shut your internet off, open your Bible, start reading in the book of John, ask God to enlighten you and give you more truth than you've ever had before. The Father will begin to give you truth, and if you're willing to strip your life down and come after him, you're gonna lose almost everything. You're going to lose all your fleshly desires. You're going to lose most of your friends.
I'm losing most of my
friends. Now. You're going to lose almost everything.
I'm doing it purposely, though, because they're dragging me down.
That's what God says.
To them once, and I'm not going to. I got friends that have been witnessing to the same person for 30 years. That's a waste of time.
Of course it is. Jesus said, don't cast your pearls.
Exactly.
See, I'm preaching to you right now because I love you, right?
Yeah.
If I see you tomorrow and you don't want to hear about the things of God, I don't waste my time anymore.
Right.
Why would I?
Yeah.
I'll feed you from my website, but then if you don't care, I'm not going to keep feeding you.
Okay.
And so that's our love offering, is what we teach, and we do it for free. We don't want anyone's money. We don't take money. We support ourselves.
Really?
This is our house as we travel, and we just go all over the country and remind people like you that come up and talk to us or when we're street preaching that you cannot find eternal life watching Joel Osteen, watching false teachers, living a carnal life. You must be willing. This is a question I ask you. You don't have to answer this. I want you to think of this.
Yeah.
Have you lost your entire life? Don't say I've lost it. Have you lost everything?
Pretty much, yeah.
To follow Jesus. That means...
Well, no, it wasn't a follow Jesus.
Okay, that means how you dress, how you talk, how you act, who you hang out with, what you preach.
Right.
Have you turned all of that under the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? If you haven't yet, you're not fully in Christ and you don't have the hope of salvation. It's like when you get married. Have you surrendered your entire life to that person?
Yeah, that's
if you haven't, you're not really married.
Right.
So
that's why half of marriages end up in divorce.
That's what churchianity teaches today, Chris, is. See, here's a big difference. Ready? Churchianity says, go to church, love this false God we've created, then you go out in the world and you have your own life. You can pretty much do what you want. Short of murder and adultery. Jesus says, lose all of that, make me your life, and follow me with all that you are. Love God with all your mind, all your soul, all your strength.
Yes.
Hardly anybody's doing that today.
Oh, sure.
It's false Christianity.
Yeah, basically.
So test yourself on my website, and I'd love to hear from you.
Okay.
If you have questions,
if your friend
has questions, that track will help him.
I'm on this dating website. And most of the women put down that they're a Christian. So I started asking them questions, it's real basic, simple Christian questions. Like, what do you think of homosexuality? This one woman told me, well, she was in the music industry for many years. So she feels that it's, you know, it's okay. She's got a lot of friends that are homosexuals. And I just wrote back, you might want to reread Exodus 28. And then get back to me.
Yeah.
Never heard from her again.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't even own a Bible.
So when you stand, this is most of American Christianity. They think you're a Christian if you just go to church.
Right.
So you got to study to be a Berean.
Well, now they don't even have to go to church because they all close.
They just believe. They watch church on the internet. If you really believe what God says, Jesus says, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments.
What do you think of this COVID thing?
I think COVID is a real virus like the flu. I think it's being used and overhyped to usher in eventually more draconian measures.
Yes.
It's the mark of the beast system coming.
Yes,
it's not
yes.
the mark of the beast, but it's working towards that. Did you notice in the back of a Walmart, do you know what goes on?
No.
When the employees come in?
No.
They're scanning their forehead for temperature.
They're
getting you used to being scanned, and the Bible says you'll take a mark on your forehead. I think it's the precursor to this anti-Christ system that's coming.
My brother thinks they're going to eventually put it in a virus antidote and shoot it in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Oh, but then it's not going to necessarily be beforehand.
Here you go. This will help you. The mark of the beast, you will not be deceived by it. You will make a willful choice to worship the beast, and they'll say, worship the beast or go die, and you'll make a willful choice and then take the mark. They're not gonna slip it in food or slip it in an immunization. You're gonna have to make a willful choice, right. Satan or God. And if you choose God, you'll go to a death camp somewhere.
Yep.
If you choose Satan, your fate is sealed.
I'm building them right now in Texas.
Could be. I don't know much about that, but could be. But I just go out and preach the gospel and I say, get your life serious. How old are you?
60?
I'm right behind you. I'm 58, so we don't have much time left. Yeah. And so we need to be serious, but test yourself, strip yourself down. I had to come out of the world. I had to lose my career job. I had to come out of man-made religion. We lost our family, our friends, to obediently follow Jesus. You must be holy to enter in the kingdom of God. Do you know what holiness means?
Perfect.
Well, that's holy. God is perfect, but holiness for man is to be set apart for God.
Okay.
Like Noah was perfect in his ways and he was set apart for God.
Yeah.
And he obeyed God and did everything God told him. Most American Christians go, I'm not obeying that. Right. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that.
They sidestep it and talk around it.
Yes.
Like a politician.
Exactly. And you see the fruit of that. Look at America and the world today because we haven't obeyed God's word.
Oh, man. This country is...
And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. And you know what you see going on with this whole right-wing thing with the Capitol and all that? You're seeing the powers that be have stirred up the extreme left side with all the riots and burning.
Yeah.
Now they're stirring up the extreme right side.
Yeah. They want us all.
You're going to see the clash, and it's going to be more reason to bring in martial law. We got to take care of all this.
Yep.
This is what, in the future, this is what's coming.
I know. It's all obvious to me.
Yep. So make sure you're studying the scriptures. Make sure you're a Berean. Test everything I say to the word of God. Test your life to the word of God.
Yep.
You cannot, I want to leave you with this. You cannot practice sin and enter into the kingdom of God.
Right.
Willful sin. You must, everything you know is sin, you must repent, forsake it, put it under the blood of Christ and turn from it.
How long are you going to be here?
I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe a day, maybe a day.
Yeah, we're perusing the area. I'm looking at some places I might be street preaching and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I'll find you on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, and you can contact me. You got my phone number. You can text
okay.
or anything you want. And I'm here to encourage people.
Good meeting you.
Yeah, good meeting you. Thanks for stopping. God be praised. Let me know I can help you. And your friend, too. Give him that track. Tell him to give me a call. I'd love to spend time talking to him.
I'm gonna, but I got a feeling he's gonna either rip it in half or swear at me.
Oh, well, you know what? Our hands are clean if we give them the truth.
It is, exactly.
Men like that, turn away from him and don't spend time with him because he will drag you down.
Oh, I felt it, yeah.
Yeah. Let me know I can help you.
He's got a big negative aura to him.
Yeah. Yeah, bad attitudes will go a long way to damn you.
Yes. Take care.
Have a glorious day.
Yep.